chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. St. Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. He entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us together for this worship service. And we thank you, Lord, that we can once again hear from your word. We pray that as we meditate upon your scripture, that you would speak to us, Lord, that you would give us strength, that you would sanctify us, that you would lead us, Lord, to your truth, that you would lead us, Lord, to lead an authentic Christian life. We pray that, Father God, you would help us to hear and receive your word with open hearts and minds. Help us, Lord, to be changed and transformed. We ask all this in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. We're all very, very familiar with Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector serving in the city of Jericho. Jesus, before he encounters Zacchaeus, is traveling through Jerusalem during his last few days here on earth, preparing himself for his suffering, for his death, for his crucifixion, and ultimately for his resurrection. So as Jesus makes this journey, he encounters many people who are in need of change and transformation in their lives, and one such person is Zacchaeus, this chief tax collector in Jericho. We all know that because of Zacchaeus' profession, he was not a very popular person. He was more infamous than famous because of the things that he was engaged in. Because of his particular career, we know that he was called to collect taxes on behalf of the Roman Empire or the Roman government. So we know that the Jewish people themselves did not have a very good relationship with the Roman Empire. And so anyone who was employed by the Roman Empire, whether they were Jewish or Gentile, were not seen to be friends of those who come from the Jewish religion or Jewish race. So even though Zacchaeus himself was a Jew, amongst his peers, amongst his own people, he was seen as a traitor, as an enemy, someone that could not be trusted. And there is a reason for that. It's not just because he was employed as a tax collector, and not because we as a people don't like to pay taxes and don't like the people who come to collect from us. But tax collectors at that time, in the time when Zacchaeus was practicing his profession, were very corrupt. They were considered to be crooked. They were considered to be quite selfish, because they would always collect more than was needed. And whatever extra they collected didn't go to the Roman government. It went into their own pockets. It went to enhance their own lives in different ways. And so we see, because of this crooked nature of this particular profession, and even of Zacchaeus himself, that he was not a very, very popular person in that day and age, or even in that city of Jericho amongst his own people. So we see that Zacchaeus already has so many things working against him because of the profession that he's involved in. And we don't know exactly how Zacchaeus even entered this profession, by choice or by force, or maybe it was considered by Zacchaeus to be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to have this high-profile job. But even though Zacchaeus had this high-profile job, he didn't use it for God's purpose. He used it for his own selfish ambition, collecting more than was required, and building up his life as a wealthy person. He was a person who desired treasures of this world and not the treasures that our Heavenly Father can provide to each and every one of us. No spiritual treasure did Zacchaeus desire. But we see here in this passage, it's mentioned very clearly that even though Zacchaeus was involved in this corrupt profession. Even though he was quite wealthy, even though we consider him to be quite selfish, we see that when he heard that Jesus Christ was going to pass through that particular town, we see Zacchaeus very eager and enthusiastic life. He was going through a turning point. Maybe he was realizing that what he is doing, or the path that he was on, or this career that he was practicing, would ultimately lead to nowhere. It would lead to more money and more lucrative positions and possessions, but spiritually it would not lead anywhere. And maybe that particular day when Jesus passed by, Zacchaeus was going through a process of inner change and transformation. Maybe he was reflecting upon his own life. Maybe he was wanting to find some meaning in his life, meaning beyond his particular profession. Maybe he wanted a change. And that's probably what led him to go and just get a mere glance at Jesus, to understand or to see who Jesus is. And we see that because Zacchaeus was short, because he was short in stature, we see that he had to ultimately climb a tree to just get a glance or glimpse of Jesus Christ. So we see that he had taken a very earnest effort to see who Christ was. Whether he really expected something to change in his life, we don't know, because we're not given much detail about him. But again, we can appreciate the fact that he took great effort to see Jesus. And we see that this enthusiasm that Zacchaeus had to see Christ, or that desire that he had to see Christ, was ultimately honored by Jesus himself. Jesus knew that Zacchaeus was in that tree. He looked into that tree and called out to Zacchaeus and asked him to come down so that he could go and stay in his home. So we see Jesus honoring that desire. We see Jesus honoring Zacchaeus's that initial step that he was taking to lead a changed life or to experience some kind of transformation. And we see immediately, as soon as Jesus spoke to Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus came down from that tree, an act of obedience. Did Zacchaeus obey Jesus for the right reasons? We don't know, again, because we don't have much evidence in this text. But we do have further evidence that once Zacchaeus did come down, Zacchaeus responded to Christ in a transformed way. He responded to Christ's call, not just to come to his house, but that call that Jesus gave to him was not just so that Jesus could come and stay in his home, but so that Jesus could forever reign in Zacchaeus' heart. It was an invitation for Christ to come into Zacchaeus' heart that day, and Zacchaeus responded to that call, to that invitation. And we see Zacchaeus going through an experience of repentance. He's realizing immediately that his whole life as a tax collector was meaningless and worthless, because he was cheating people. He was corrupt. He was crooked. He was not honest. And he was not serving the Lord for his kingdom's purpose. All of that transpired through Zacchaeus' mind and heart at that point, as soon as Jesus gave him that invitation. An immediate experience of repentance. Zacchaeus making a 180-degree turn in his life, turning away from all worldly pleasures and turning to Jesus Christ, making corrections in his life and behavior, repenting and confessing that he has done wrong. And that's the greatest thing that we can appreciate about this man Zacchaeus, that although he was called by worldly standards to a high position, even though he had power, even though he had money and wealth, even though he had status in society, or so-called status in society, he turned away from all those things and turned to follow Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior and Redeemer of this world. And that's why Jesus says to him, today salvation has come to this home, for he too is a son of Abraham. That he too, Zacchaeus too, can take part and receive salvation, because he has been forgiven. He has been cleansed of his sin. He has been given a new life and a new opportunity to serve the Lord. And that's exactly what we see Zacchaeus doing. He serves the Lord by giving back what he has taken dishonestly. He gives back to those he cheated and defrauded. He gives back to the community that he selfishly that he selfishly took from. He gives back and desires to serve the Lord with the rest of his life. And after this particular incident in the Bible, we don't hear about Zacchaeus again, and Luke is the only person that mentions Zacchaeus and his encounter with Christ. But when we read church history, the church, early church fathers have even recorded that this same Zacchaeus who repented and who was transformed when he encountered Christ, this same Zacchaeus continued to follow Christ for the rest of his life. There are some traditions, historical traditions, that say that Zacchaeus became a follower, not only of Christ, but he was associated with Peter, who was one of Jesus' disciples. And even later on in his life, Zacchaeus was called to the ministry of the church, serving as a bishop in one of the early churches. So we see that this man, a tax collector, a man who was overcome by the different situations that he was going through, overcome by the worldly pleasures that enticed him for so long, we see that this man, who was deemed hopeless by society, who was deemed by society as one who could not be saved, we see that through one encounter with Christ, he was completely saved, and he completely was changed. He was completely transformed, and he completely gave his life for Christ, for his church, and for his kingdom. So, dear friends, when we read about Zacchaeus, we should appreciate this transformation and this experience of repentance that he went through, because this is the same experience of change and transformation and repentance that Christ himself calls each and every one of us to. Our past experiences, our current life situations, whatever it is that we're going through or facing, that doesn't matter. What matters is that we respond to the call of Christ, that we respond to his invitation, and not that we respond to his invitation half-heartedly, but wholeheartedly, that we give our lives to serving him and serving him in whatever way possible, whether it be serving in the church or in the community, whether it be serving others in our own neighborhoods, whatever it may be. Christ calls us to lead changed and transformed lives. And the mark of a changed and transformed life is a life of service and servanthood, just as we see depicted in the future life of Zacchaeus as well. So dear friends, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, our Lord is inviting us to come to him. He constantly is inviting us to turn to him, to turn away from the desires and pleasures of this world, but to turn to him with open hearts and minds, to receive him as our one true Lord and Savior, and to serve him with a changed and transformed life. So may the grace of God be with us all. May we be strengthened by the word of God and by the presence of our Lord to lead lives that bring him honor and glory. Let us bow our heads in prayer. At this time, I would like to request Mrs. Tessie Matthews to lead us in prayer.